Yeah, thanks, Tono. Welcome back to our coverage. We're at the end of Stage 4, which is the second run round mold. They held just outside Fawn, between Burnfoot and Fawn. And the headlines coming out of this stage is Declan Boyne continues to lead in his horde. Fiesta WRC, but his advantage at the front has been cut narrowly. Alistair Fisher has dropped a minute plus due to a puncture. And for Ken Block fans, the American will be back out in Rally 2 action on Saturday. He beached his Ford Escort Cosworth earlier today on Special Stage 3, but he will be returning tomorrow for Saturday's action. So then we go to Moldy Hill, second time round. Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle in the WRC Fiesta with a time of 6 minutes 45.2, and that was the third fastest time in the stage. The second fastest was Sam Moffat, 6.43.9. Moffat a bit happier after the Ford Fiesta was misfiring earlier today. It means Boyle now at the head of the field has had his advantage cut to 0.3 of a second, with Sam Moffat and James Fulton sitting in second position. Craig Breen, 6 minutes 44.9 for Breen, so he was, 0.3 of a second quicker than Boyle. It means he is in third position, and Breen and Paul Nagel in the WRC Fiesta are a further 0.3 back of Moffat and 0.6 back of Declan Boyle. That's how close it is in a fascinating rally at the head of the field here in Donegal on day one. Killam Devine and Brian Hoy are fourth overall. They had a time of 6 minutes 46.7. That was 5 seconds slower than their fastest time on Moldy Hill the first time round earlier today, but they remain in a fourth position overall. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are in a fifth. They've lost a bit of time on there. They were but some 7 seconds slower than Sam Moffat. 6 minutes 50.1 was Gary Jennings' time in, alongside Rory Kennedy in that Subaru Impreza WRC. As for Alistair Fisher, he has dropped out of the top 10. The time given was 7 minutes 57. That was due to a puncture for the Fermanagh partnership of Fisher and Gordon Noble. They've lost a lot of time and they've dropped down the leaderboard. So Josh Moffat is now up to 6th overall with Keith Moriarty, 6 minutes 56.1 for Josh Moffat in there. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, their time 7.04.2. Manus was held up slightly by the puncture of Alistair Fisher earlier in the stage, and he was some 8 seconds slower than Josh Moffat. And the quickest of the R5 times was that off Devine, and it was 8.56 as well for Devine, so 8 seconds slower in there for Manus in the R5 category, 7th overall. Miriam Evans is through, he is in the 8th position, and moving now up to 9th is Cahill McCourt. As for Joseph McGonigal, it was 10th overall heading in to the afternoon loop. Well, he's lost time as well. They had a misfire, and I think they stalled at a junction too, and they lost a bit of time on the stage, so they've dropped outside the top 10 in the international. We'll go now to the battle at the head of the field of the national, and just like the international, things are very, very tight sitting in there as well. The leader continues to be Ryan Loughran. He has now increased his advantage over Gary McPhillips, 7.5 seconds. Loughran, 7 minutes 02.6 in that stage. McPhillips, 7 minutes 04.6 for McPhillips, so he lost 2 seconds to Loughran, and overall that now means 7.3 actually is the difference between Ryan Loughran and Gary McPhillips at the head of the field. Damien Turish and Donal McAlaney continue to go steady. They had roughly the same time as Loughran in there. They sit 0.8 of a second now behind McPhillips in third. Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, well, they were the fastest of the modified cars. 6.59.6 there for the defending national champions, and they're just 0.7 of a second now adrift of Turish. They're in fourth position. Jonathan Pringle sits in fifth. Kevin Eaves with a good time of 7.01.7 is up to seventh. Damien Gallagher is eighth. Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell are ninth. And David Bogie, who is a bit off the pace, and he knows that himself, sitting in 10th position at the moment, but there may be changes towards the bottom end of that top 10, given that there's still a lot of national crews to come through. I will mention one man, Declan Gallagher and Derek Heenan, who were expected to be fighting at the head of the national field. They're still in the rally, 7.05.4 in stage 4, but earlier today in the first loop, they did lose a lot of time, and they dropped down the top 10 leaderboard. So that's the state of play at the moment. There's just 0.6 of a second separating the top three. There's 2.9 separating the top four and a 7.4 seconds separating the top five. But at the head of the field, Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle lead from Sam Moffat. Craig Breen is third, and it's Ryan Lockhart who's in front in the National.